It's a good life philosophy I have. Everything that's good that happens to me is all my fault. And everything bad that happens to me is all my fault. I take absolute responsibility. My favorite one is the difference between the king and the queen. Because the king moves one square at a time. And the queen can just zip across the board, right? So you're here in Miami, you're partying in Miami. They got all these parties right now. It's Art Basel, blah, blah, blah. You see all these chicks on a boat. For the man to get on that boat, it's one square at a time, right? He has to get a good job. He has to get his taxes right. He has to find a way to leverage credit. He has to meet the guy who sells the boats. He has to go through all this shit stage by stage by stage to finally pull off being on that yacht and having that yacht at the age of 56. A chick, what does she need? Lip fillers? Boom. Zip. On. She gets straight on. That's the difference between the king and the queen.
I don't believe in changing the rules of the game. I believe in rules. In chess, when you look at the board, you don't sit there and go, I'm losing. I wish a pawn could move that way. That's stupid, because that's not the game.
Right.
What I do believe in saying is, okay, I'm fucked, but what's the best possible move?
Yes.
And what you'll actually notice is a grandmaster, you play a grandmaster at chess, he is sticking to the same rules as you. He's within the same constraints, but he will destroy you because he has a better understanding of the rules. I'm not out to change any rules. My society's not out to change any rules. The society can stay exactly as it is, can be as corrupt as it is. Don't give a fuck. I have no political affiliation. I don't care who's president. Don't care. All I care about is analyzing the chessboard and making the most intelligent move for myself.
Though the king is slower than the queen, he's the most important piece, right? The king can't die. The queen can die. Sometimes you can be looking at a position and go, this is fucked up. The only way out of this is to sacrifice that piece. Sometimes you can do it. I'll tell you a very quick story. This is a story I've never told before. When I was 23, I was dating a ballerina. She was the prima ballerina of the Cambridge Ballet School. And I had no money. I was a fighter, but I was coming up. I didn't really have any money. And she lived far away, like an hour and a half away. But she used to come see me, and we were good for like a year, year and a half. I loved this girl. She finished ballet school. She started dancing in clubs in London. She couldn't get any ballet work. Surprise, surprise. Who fucking wants ballet work, right? So she ends up doing like dancing in, not stripping, but like dancing in the club, you know. Da-da. So now she's around all the London money every day. She's out dancing all the time. She's up late every night. She doesn't want to drive an hour and a half to come see me. None of this shit. So we're kind of falling apart a little bit. She ended up talking to someone famous, David Hay. I don't know who he is, a boxer. So David Hay starts texting this bitch, right? Back and forth to the. So anyway, when I finally saw her again, she was like, we had an argument. She's like, well, you know what? You think you're a fighter? This guy, that guy, this guy, that guy. I'm like, look, if you're going to go fuck idiots, at least do it for money. And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, if you're going to go fuck idiots, at least get paid, because they don't give a fuck about you. Like, if you're going to play this game, at least do it for money.
Right.
So I had this argument with her back and forth, and I explained to her that these men are just going to use you, and if you're going to do it, at least get paid. And when she left the house, Tristan said, why are you telling her to fuck other dudes? I'm like, no, I'm just understanding that in my chess position, I've lost this game.
Right.
The game is done now. Just sooner or later, she's out. All we do is argue. She's in the club every night. I'm just trying to say, before she leaves, maybe I can get a little bit of money.
Yeah.
That's the queen sacrifice, right?
Right, right.
We broke up 3 months later. I don't know if she fucked him or not, or who she fucked. I don't know. I never spoke to her since. But that's kind of the analogy you have to be able to apply to life. Sometimes chicks got to go.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have to go to save the king. And too many dudes, most of the time, men truly lose at life. It's because they've attached themselves to a queen and they won't let her up. They won't sacrifice her.
Chess teaches you everything you need to know about life. You know, chess is all about you're the king and you've got all the pieces around you. You've got your queen, your most important piece. That's the woman you choose in your life. If you choose a shit woman in your life, you're going to have a shit life. Doesn't matter how good a man you are, if your woman's giving you bullshit constantly, you're gonna have a shit life. So you need to have a good queen. The queen needs to be in a good place, and she needs to obey the king. You got your brothers, you got your boys, you got your knights and bishops and rooks. You know, those are the people who you really care about and the strongest pieces on your board. If they're all shit, once again, you're gonna have a shit life. And you got pawns. Pawns are probably people who work for you or work with you, or people who aren't particularly loyal to you, but they're loyal to a paycheck that you're providing. You gotta put everyone in the right place, and you gotta win the game. And it's absolutely delayed gratification. You got to make sure people are in the right place. You got to make no mistakes. You got to slowly squeeze your opponent. And that's how you win. And that's how I became kickboxing world champion. Like I said, I've never gone off track in my life. I've never fucked up. I knew I needed my shit in the right place. I never fell in love with a woman who I knew was toxic. I never kept a friend around me who I knew was toxic. I've never been that guy. I've always sat there and thought, no, fuck you. Fuck you. No, you're good. You're on the team. Fuck you. And I've always made the right choice. And that's probably because I've been playing chess since I could talk. And I've always looked at the world from that view. life is chess, my friend. Chess is a basis for life. Life is chess. You have to look at life and look at chess and how they perfectly and utterly correlate. And you have to understand your place on the board. A lot of people, the problem they have in the world they live, the world we live in today, people don't know their place on the board. Not everybody can be a king. And not everybody should be a king. The people who are around me, they know I'm the king. They're the rooks and the knights. Doesn't mean their life ain't good.
No
way.
They're
still winning the game.
If I tell my homie, like, yo, bro, you're the pawn, you know what he's going to say?
Fuck you.
So I'm the guy who is going to take the charges and go down for you to have the glory.
Yeah. No, I don't really. I understand exactly what you're saying. I didn't mean it particularly like that. But I'm just saying that.
I hear what you're saying. I guess for me, you're Mr. Palatable. Yes. Because what you're saying does make sense.
Yeah.
But how do you get someone to understand that chess philosophy and that chess analogy and the fact that they might be playing the role as the pawn, but not thinking in the traditional sense of, oh, I'm the sacrifice? Because what you just said is a pawn could be anything if they make it to the end.
Yeah, correct. And I think the best way to do that is to explain that you started as, we all start as pawns as men. This is the thing about life as a man. And most women don't understand this. Men are born with absolutely zero intrinsic value. Male life is not respected. Think about it. Men have been dying since the dawn of time. We go to war. There'd be millions of us dying. Nobody cared, right? If 3 or 4 women died, it's a tragedy. If 4,000 men get blown apart, well, the men are doing what the men do, right? Male life has no intrinsic value. We can't reproduce. We're born with nothing. If you want to be something as a man, you need to go to war in some form. You need to be a pawn. If you're not a pawn, if you're born anywhere else on the scale, in most cases, you end up being a fake or a fraud. I'll tell you something, man. I know a lot of people with a lot of money, but they were born with it. And when you're born with it, you never really suffered. You've never been hungry. You've never hustled. You've never struggled. You always just call daddy. And there's something about them as a man that is missing. Trauma is absolutely necessary in the development of a man. We need trauma. We need that masculine essence. We need to suffer. We need to suffer, my friend. I think the worst life a man could possibly live is one without suffering.
That's the thing about chess. It doesn't matter how well you played. It doesn't matter how nearly perfect the game was. If you lost, at some point, you made a mistake. Even if you can't identify it, at some point, you have made a mistake. And that's a fantastic metaphor for life as well. Because there's so many people out here who don't take responsibility and they'll come along and go, well, COVID happened. That's why I lost all my money. No, I don't buy that. I don't give a shit what happened. At some point, you did not diversify. You did not prepare yourself. You made a mistake. It's a good life philosophy I have. Everything that's good that happens to me is all my fault. And everything bad that happens to me is all my fault. I take absolute responsibility. So chess teaches you that.
I'm perspicacious. One of my favorite words. I believe in perception. I like to see things. I believe in seeing into the future. Everything I'm telling you now about Corona and multiple passports and needing money is because I'm a perspicacious individual. I played chess when I was very, very young. In chess, you have to see ahead. You have to see the board.
3 to 4
moves
ahead
of time. You have to see the position. What's the next move? What is he going to try and do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what you have to do. You have to see. Chess is not about hiding your intention. Chess is about putting your intention together so solidly that they can't stop it. Right? So that when you play chess and you're losing, you know what he's doing to you. You just can't stop him doing it to you.
Yep.
And that's the world we now live in. If you have half a brain, you know what they're doing to you. You know they're destroying your income. You know they're inflating the currency. You know they're locking you in your house. You know they're destroying free speech. You know what's happening, but you can't do anything about it, right? So as a chess player, you have to try and find the best possible move on the board.
The reason I love chess is because it is extremely frustrating and I like doing something that I can never master. Chess is probably the only thing that makes me feel stupid because I'm a smart dude. Anything else I've ever tried to do or learn is easy. Trying to fathom chess is frustrating like fuck. It's so complicated. Now, if you're watching this and you don't know how to play chess, you should fucking learn. Because I guarantee when you have a basic concept of chess, a basic grasp of it, it will change the way you view the world. So if you're sitting there watching this going, oh, but I want to watch anime, or I want to finish this box set, fuck that garbage. You should play chess instead.